BibleLine, BibleLine. Hear God's word on BibleLine. Hear God's truth on BibleLine.
Welcome to BibleLine with Dr. Ralph Yankee Arnold, pastor of Calvary Community Church in Tampa, Florida, clearly declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ through the radio and the internet. Your regular prayers and monthly support make it possible for BibleLine to continue on the air. You can reach us toll-free at 1-800-576-3771. Online donations may be made by clicking on the donations link on the BibleLineMinistries.org homepage. We pray that you will enjoy our commitment to the clear gospel of Jesus Christ and that today's concluding message of this teaching will be a blessing to you and your family.
See, during this seven-year tribulation period, there's going to be a lot of people that will trust the Lord. But he says, those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. These are those who endure until the end of the tribulation period. Those that are alive, there's only going to be those that are believers. And they go into the kingdom because those who are not believers at the great judgment of the nations, they are going to be cast into hell. So the kingdom upon the earth is these believers, even Gentiles, and believing Jews will be going into the kingdom upon the earth. And I believe that it's laid out very well, and I believe it's the truth. So this is going to take place. God is going to keep his word. But does Jesus leave us in the dark? No, he's telling us all kinds of things. But many people just know it's there, but they don't know where to hang the meat. You know, that's why you got to have a bone structure. This goes here and this goes here. These birth pains will increase in intensity and severity from the beginning to the end of the tribulation period. It just builds all the way through. It's like in the Bible describes as a woman going to have a child. She's having these labor pains. And you'll find that's mentioned in quite a few scriptures. We're not going to take the time to look at them now. But just remember, it's like a woman going to bring forth a child. All of this tribulation and this sorrow and these pains is because God is going to deliver a child. A nation is going to be born. The nation of Israel, when they believe on Jesus Christ, and they will be a saved nation. You see, they're back in the land today. But they're back in unbelief. God's talking about those who have believed. These are counted for the seed. And this is the one, this new child is going to be the greatest nation upon the face of the earth. That's what's laying ahead of us. Till the child is delivered. Israel will be born as in a day. Now, the Lord tells us about wars and rumors of wars. Things are going to take place in the very near future. But remember, he said this 2,000 years ago. But they haven't been fulfilled yet. So all of these things that he's telling us about must be things that will be fulfilled in a seven-year period of time. Remember, before Christ died on the cross, there were a multitude of scriptures. They say about 300 scriptures about Jesus Christ being born and dying on the cross. And that was just in his one little life period. And they all came together. Most of them were fulfilled when Jesus Christ was being crucified, when he died to pay for our sins. And now, here we're talking about a seven-year period of time, and how many things has to fit within that seven? Look how many things got to be ready to go. So there's wars and then rumors of wars. The rise of Russia. This has to be because the Bible describes in the book of Ezekiel 38 and 39, talking about Russia coming down from the north against Israel. This has got to be done. I believe this is a battle that takes place, not saying that this is the one that takes place at the end of the millennium where we're talking about the Battle of Gog. That's another battle that will take place at that time. This is 1,007 years probably ahead when this is going to be maybe taking place toward the beginning of the tribulation period, because you see, Russia has got to come down against Israel. Why? Because it's prophesied in the scriptures and it's got to take place. And since Russia loses this battle and Iran comes with them and they lose this battle. So if they lose this battle, it can't be the middle of the tribulation period because there has to be a peace treaty made. Something has to happen to cause the nations of the world to have a peace treaty with Israel. We are living at the most exciting time of all. Is Russia on the move? And it's getting worse and worse. And Israel is sitting right there, the little old bitty nation being surrounded by all of this. And Ezekiel 38 and verse 2 says, Son of man, set thy face against Gog. That's the prince. The land of Magog, the land. The chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Now this is a battle that's never taken place yet. It's never happened yet. And he mentions some of the people that will be coming down with Russia, which is Persia, which is Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, with them, all of them with shields and helmets. Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Tamar, the north quarters, and all of his bands, and many people with him. So God already knew in advance those that will side with Russia, and they're going to come down against. But now most of these here are Muslim countries that are going to be working with Russia. Now, I didn't make that up. I'm just this is what the book said. Now, we believe that Jesus Christ is God and we worship him as God. Well, this is what he said. That's the word of God. So we either we believe it or take the thing, throw it in the trash and don't worry about it. But I just have this uncanny feeling that I bet this is going to happen. I bet it's going to happen just like he said. After many days, thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel. So Russia is coming down against Israel from the north. And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee. So this is going to take place. The bear to the north of Israel. I believe that's why, and one of the reasons, they're now building one of their little launching pads right there in Syria. Isn't Syria real close to Israel? It's just a coincidence. I don't think so. I bet somewhere along the line somebody might have made an agreement, but I'm not going there. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel in the latter days. So the Bible says this. Now we know where Israel is. Russia is huge, but it also needs to get a little bit closer to the land of Israel. The scriptures are going to be fulfilled. It's going to take place. But now the Bible tells us that during the tribulation period, there are going to be two witnesses. It doesn't tell us who they are, but many people believe it could be Moses. It could be Elijah. It could be Enoch. All we know is there's going to be two witnesses, and they're going to come on the scene. And we believe it's mainly because of the first 3.5 years, because when the Antichrist takes over, he kills them, and they have been ministering for 3.5 years. Now, in Revelation chapter 11, verses 3 through 5 says this, And I will give power unto my two witnesses. They shall prophesy 1,260 days, 3.5 years, clothed in sackcloth. And these are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Now that I'd like to see. I'd like to see how it's going to happen. Sounds like science fiction, doesn't it? Burn them up. And they can't kill them. They can't do anything to them. And they cause plagues all over the earth. And these two, they're able to stop the rain for 3 years. It wouldn't rain. This is why I believe that the first part is why we're having all the famine and all these things, the disease and the pestilence and all these things. And they're going to hate these two individuals. If we can only get rid of those two individuals, well, oh, they will. These have power to shut up heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. And how long is their prophecy? 3.5 years. Now, whether or not they do it for the whole time, I don't know, but I'm telling you what it says. And they have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with his plagues as often as they will. They have tremendous power. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. So these are two that are going to die. Some people think that they represent the church. I don't think this represents the church. This is not how the church deals with people upon the earth. These are two Jewish people that I don't believe represent the church. And the reason they say this is because when they are killed, then all of a sudden they come to life and they're caught up into heaven in the middle of the tribulation. So they believe in a pre-wrath rapture. So their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Now, where was our Lord crucified? Jerusalem. So I believe that they will be killed. And they're going to lie in the streets for this period of time. And they of the people and kindred and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies. 3 days. How are people in different nations going to see their dead bodies laying in the street for 3 days? That's impossible. When this was written, it was. But is it impossible now? We can see things happening anywhere in the world. Just listen to the evening news. They'll have some guy over in Israel. They got another guy over there in Russia. They got another guy in China. They got people everywhere. And you can see this. But this was written back then. Shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half. And shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. They left their bodies in the street. Didn't bury them. But they knew they were dead. So, how does that convince anybody of anything? Well, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry. And shall send gifts one to another because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them. And they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. This is not the rapture at mid-trib. This has nothing to do with rapture. This is the middle of the tribulation period. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Now, these two, this is what happened to them. This is not the church going into the tribulation period and, you know, millions of people have been taken up. No, it doesn't say none of that. People want to interject that, but that's not where it is. This is what causes a lot of people a lot of trouble. Midpoint of the tribulation period, the two witnesses would prophesy 1,260 days or 3.5 years. Then they are killed and they go up into heaven. This is in the middle of the tribulation period, I believe. Remember this, when it comes to salvation, we know salvation is the gift of God. It's not of works. We should all be in agreement on that. When it comes to some things about prophecy, there's so much on prophecy, so many pieces of the puzzle. We may not all agree perfectly on prophecy, but just go ahead and trust me now, because when you get to heaven, you'll find out I was right anyway. No, but study the scriptures and be convinced in your own mind, but understand God has spoken. You figure out what he said. Now, I've spent a few years studying it, and I believe that I have a fairly good knowledge of it, but doesn't mean that I'm perfect on it. So I want to leave a little leeway in here for some error in my judgment. I'm not saying everything I'm saying is perfect. You understand that? I believe I am, but anyway. As we go along here, he talked about the famines in Matthew chapter 24. No rain for these years. Earthquakes are going to be taking place. And then we have these three things that the Bible talks about, and that's the seven seal judgment. So when you get to chapter 6 and it talks about open up the seven seals. So you open up this seal and then this seal and this seal, and it tells you what's going to happen. I'm not convinced yet that's when it happens. I believe that's what telling us what's going to take place. And then later you have about the seven trumpets and the seven bowls of judgment. So when they blew the trumpet, the bowl of judgment was poured out. They blew this trumpet, this bowl of judgment was poured out. And then they blew this one, and then this bowl of judgment was poured out. So I believe the trumpets tell you when to pour. But the seven seals tells us what's going to take place. So when you read the book of Revelation, it's broken down. Understand this. When you study chapter 2 and chapter 3 of the book of Revelation, it tells you about the church age in which we live. And then in chapter 4, it talks about John caught up into heaven and to the, I believe, the throne of God, as it says. And then in chapter 6, all the way through to chapter 19, there is no mention of the church. The reason is because we're not here. This is dealing with the tribulation period. And the church is not mentioned in there at all. Nowhere in Revelation. From chapter 5 all the way to chapter 19. Now, this is why it's so important that when you study the scriptures, there are these seven seals, and when they're broken, and Christ is the one that does that. because that's revealed in chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. And so the opening of the seven seals tells what is going to take place. Then you had the seven trumpets. The blowing of the seven trumpets are fulfilled in the last half of the tribulation period. And I will cover more of that later when we get to more in depth in the middle of the tribulation period on. The blowing of the seven trumpets begin the bowls of wrath in the middle of the great tribulation. God's great wrath begins. And this is when the Antichrist takes over in the midst of the week, claims himself that is God. He pours out wrath because he's after Israel. God's pouring out wrath because he's after Israel. And you're talking about this world is no place to want to be. The worst period of time that the world has ever known lies right ahead of us. And it's not going to be Washington that solves our problems. It's not going to be no nation and no man is going to solve our problems. God's done told us what's going to take place. I would love to see America stay free until the rapture. So we need to make sure that we do get out and we vote and do the things that are right. The Bible tells us there's going to be the rise of the Antichrist. This is what Revelation in chapter 5 through 19 is talking about. Ahead of a last one world government. You've heard about the number 666. I got a few ideas, but I ain't getting into that today. The devil, the dragon, the beast. You'd be surprised the power that the devil has. Now, in chapter 12 of the book of Revelation, it tells us who this great dragon is. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. See, they're all the same. Which deceiveth the whole world. That means every person in this room, he's already deceived you. Maybe not at this very moment, but he has. And there's a good possibility he will start in tomorrow. He's going to lie. Because he got his demons out. He's got his messengers. And people are going to tell you things that are not true. And you're going to believe it. And they're going to cause you to worry and to fret. God doesn't love you. He doesn't take care of you. And so you're on your own. You'd be surprised all the lies that he tells. He did that. The old devil, he's just as real as God is real. Which deceiveth the whole world, and he was cast into the earth, and his angel were cast out with him. Now, this is during the tribulation period, and his Bible says that he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Because, you see, if you could get a one-world government, who are you going to fight against? Wouldn't that solve all of our problems? Boy, we could really have peace upon the earth. So the last world government is going to come on promise and peace and safety. And people will give their power to this last world power. He won't have to take it. They'll give it. Because, hey, it makes sense. If we only have a one world government, one world currency, you know, one world everything. What a wonderful world it will be. What a wonderful world. I don't think so. Not until the Lord comes back. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he will cause the sacrifice and the oblations to cease. This 1 week, you're talking about the 70 weeks of Daniel. They're broken down into 1 week is 7 years. This is how we know this is a 7-year period of time. And in the midst of the week is 3.5 years. This is what Christ was talking about. And this is also mentioned in the book of Daniel in chapter 9, verse 27. So you can see the rapture is when Christ comes for his saints. And when you look all the way on the other end, when Christ comes back, it's with his saints. He's coming back to rule and reign. But in between those two are 7 years, the worst period of time. You see, at the beginning, he makes a covenant, and he confirms the covenant with many. That means there's got to be somebody in Israel to make a peace treaty with. And then the covenant will be broken in the middle of the tribulation period. Now, this is what the Bible teaches is going to take place. Aren't you glad to be alive? This is exciting to me. I can't hardly wait to see what's going to be on the news tonight or what's going to happen tomorrow. Because I know what has to take place during this period of time. And I love watching the intensity as it builds. Knowing that sooner or later, boom, it's going to happen. The rapture's got to take place because we are taken out of here before all of this. You say, when's that going to be? Tomorrow at noon? No, I don't know. Scratch that part. I didn't go in there. I didn't do that. So there's also going to be the rise of the false prophet. See, there's got to be the beast, the Antichrist, and then there's got to be a false prophet. You see, that's the religious leader. So you've got to have somebody comes on the scene that's the head of the political system, and then you've got to have somebody in charge of the religious system. And the religious system is to get the people to worship the head of the one world government. And what he feeds me, I will swallow. Nope. He's coming. There's a move right now to get all the religions together. You see, we just love everybody. But if you're going to love everybody, so you can't have doctrine. Because doctrine is so divisive. So let's just get away with all this doctrine. You know, your individual beliefs. Let's just love everybody. Don't that sound good? But if you don't know doctrine, you can't love. You can't love. You don't know how. That's another sermon for down the road. Revelation chapter 13 said, and behold, another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, spake as a dragon. He exercised all the power of the first beast before him, causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. We'll get into that another time. His activities. He performs miracles. I mean, there's a guy going to come on the scene, going to be able to perform miracles. This is in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, by the way. He erects an image to the beast, gives life to a beast. They're going to be an image. They're going to make something. I don't know if it's a clone or what they're going to do. And then to cause everyone to take the mark of this last one world government. Control world commerce on behalf of the beast. A lot of interesting things are going to be done. But these are things that are mentioned right there in the book of Revelation chapter 13. Notice the contrast. Horns like a lamb. That means he is the religious leader. But he also spake as a dragon. Behind him, where does he get his power to do these miracles? From the devil. See, God is going to allow the devil to do what he wants to do. And he's going to deceive the people. So when you read 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2, when he says that Christ coming back in power and great glory is after the working of Satan. Because Satan is going to be filling the world with his lying wonders and deceive those who would not believe the truth. You see, the first 3.5 years, he has these 144,000 evangelists all over the place, thousands of people that trust the Lord from all walks of life, and they will believe the truth. But those who will not believe the truth, the second half of the tribulation period, they will believe a lie because they will not believe the truth that they might not be damned. People will not believe. God's going to deal with all of that. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. This is what we call the unholy trinity. The dragon is the devil himself. The beast, the head of the last world government, and the false prophet is the religious leader. So you have three. And this is why it's taught in the scriptures. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs, reptilian in appearance. They are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world. Spirits of devils influencing people, but they don't know they're being influenced. You see, every time you think of something, you think you thought of it. You see, the devil can't read your mind, but he can interject thoughts into your mind. That's why you study the Bible, so you can discern your thoughts. Don't think just because you thought of it and your motives are pure as gold, it must be right. No. Question yourself. To gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty, which is the battle of Armageddon. Like frogs, spirits of devils, did they catch with their tongue? You ever watched a frog? Catch it with a tongue. These people are going to catch the people with a tongue. They're going to lie and deceive. You see, follow us. Follow us. And you'll be surprised. They're going to build a utopia upon the earth. You just give me all of your rights, powers, and your liberties, and I will set up a government that will benefit everybody. Shared prosperity. You're investing in your government. Now, get this. There's God, the Holy Trinity. We have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Satan, the master counterfeiter, said, I will be like the Most High. So Satan has the unholy Trinity. How long was Christ's ministry? 3.5 years. How long is the Antichrist ministry? 3.5 years. Jesus was here. He claimed to be God. The Antichrist is going to claim to be God. Jesus went into the temple. He goes into the temple. One is real and one is phony. And who do you think the people are going to believe? The one that's false. You see, the first one, they crucified him. People aren't that smart at all. I can tell right now, I am not going to be able to finish this morning. Because I have an idea how much further I have yet to go. And you don't. But there's these four things I need to give to you right quick. Four aspects of his personality and power, because this is what he's going to do. And this is found in the book of Daniel, describing the intellect of the last world power. Understanding dark sentences. And so I wrote down here, how to perfectly deceive the human mind. There are people who know how to get to you. Do you know they are experts at showing just the right ads on TV and so forth? And if you go on Facebook or you go to this place and you go to that place, and next thing you know, you're hit with about 10 or 15 suggestions to buy this product because you showed an interest in something. They will know how to get to you. And they'll manipulate you. They know how to get to the darkest part of man, that corrupt being inside of you, to be able to manipulate you to do what they want you to do. And the people will be just like a bunch of massive animals. They will cause you to do whatever they want you to do. And you'll willingly do it because they're going to steal your will. But anyway, oratorically shall speak marvelous things. Be able to speak, I guess we could say, with the tongue of an angel. Fallen angel, by the way. And convince people. And you'll listen to them and say, man, that just makes so much sense. Boy, that really makes sense. And everything's going to make sense. This is why putting that little microchip thing in you, I mean, that's going to, look, you won't have to worry about people stealing your cash. I mean, it's going to make sense. Commercially shall have power over the treasures and causes all to receive a mark. This is coming. Militarily, the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And who can make war against this last world power? Because he's so powerful, so great. Nations working together. Say, who's he going to be? That's another sermon for another time. But then we get into the mark of the beast. So we got too many things to go and too little time to do it. The very thing at the end of all of this is, are you ready for the rapture? Because that's the next thing to happen, according to God's timetable, is the Lord to come back in the air and catch us out of here. He has not appointed his church to this period of time, to this, the wrath of God upon the earth. We're going to be translated out of here, and that can happen at any moment.
Are you a new listener to Bible Line? Do you enjoy the teachings of Dr. Arnold? Well, if you've never contacted us before, we want to give you Dr. Arnold's book, The Gospel-Driven Man. Every day we receive many emails from folks who have questions about repentance and salvation, about faith and works, and about how to share the gospel with friends and loved ones. This book, The Gospel-Driven Man, covers all those topics, and we want all new listeners of Bible Line to receive a free copy. There's no obligation, no donation necessary. Simply call us at 1-800-576-3771 or write to us and request your free copy of The Gospel-Driven Man. The mailing address is 4811 George Road, Tampa, Florida, 33634. Again, don't forget to include your mailing address. And God bless you and thank you for listening to Bible Line.
Thanks for joining us on Bible Line. If you are in the area, we welcome you to visit us. The address for Calvary Community Church is 4811 George Road, Tampa, Florida, 33634. And now, a closing thought from Pastor Arnold.
Friend, one day it will happen. The trumpet will sound, and we will be changed, caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So live today and every day, believing that the Lord is coming soon. Just keep looking up.